to know. How am I going to explain the gargoyle's capes? Or the shifter's unbridled intensity? These are all Dicks and Janes, and none of them know I'm magical.
They probably all think you're in a cult. Don't your parents still think that from the time they were here?
I put my hand over my face. Please try to see this from my point of view. My ex is being really uppity, and his mom is just the worst. And I had hoped to dazzle them with my wealth and pretend social status and my hot new boyfriend.
Life partner.
What?
I get that we can't say mate, but the term boyfriend implies temporary status. We'll use life partner.
The suggestion would be sweet in any other situation, but he didn't know what sort of world he was about to step into. Oh, we cannot use that. Because then they'll talk about you not having proposed. They'll question our whole situation. Do you not have enough money for a ring? Are you not ready for commitment? Maybe I'm your mistress, and you're trying to keep me around by promising me you'll leave your wife and marry me. Sound insane? I know. But these are seriously things I've heard them say. I don't want to be part of that rumor mill. The result is snide comments and sly grins and things I would really prefer to avoid. He walked up to me with swagger, a handsome smirk on his face. His hands settled low on my hips.
They won't question my devotion to you, Jess.
He leaned down slowly and kissed the side of my neck.
Boyfriend, live-in partner, love of my life.
He kissed the other side of my neck, and shivers coated my flesh.
Showing love is about actions more than titles. Touching, possessive posturing. The women will know without a shadow of a doubt.
He softly kissed my lips.
That you are my everything. You're the woman I've pledged my life to protect, to care for. The men will know.
He slid his hand up my stomach and cupped a breast.
That you belong to me.
I fell into his kiss greedily before I remembered my point. Stop that! You are intentionally trying to distract me. He sauntered out of the room. He was confident and eager to prove his claim in front of my family and the people from my past. I was eager for the same thing, as long as everything went well. Bringing any part of my crew would ensure nothing would go well. Please, Austin, I don't want to be the talk of the town this time. Negatively, I mean. I've always been the one who doesn't fit in, the one who doesn't belong. This time, I just want to shut them up.
You will, baby. I promise.